Ever wished you could just like jump into one of your favorite stories?
Oh yeah, for sure. I've definitely had that thought before.
Well, today we're diving into a children's story where that's exactly what happens.
Oh, cool.
It's called Ruby and the Whispering Library. So get ready to explore a world where books whisper secrets and imagination runs wild.
Sounds fun.
So Ruby and the Whispering Library tells the story of a book-loving girl named Ruby, of course, who discovers a secret library filled of magic and adventure.
The Whispering Library. I mean, there's just something so captivating about libraries in children's stories, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, there are these magical gateways to different worlds, you know?
Yeah, you think of, like, Hogwarts Library or the one in the Neverending Story.
Exactly. They always promise these incredible discoveries and mysteries waiting to be unraveled.
So right away, this story plunges us into Ruby's world. Imagine this. Ruby, she just loves books more than anything.
I feel that.
One day she stumbles upon this hidden door tucked away in her own house, and it leads her to, you guessed it, the Whispering Library.
Oh, wow.
Now, you'd think a library would be quiet, right?
Well, yeah, usually.
But not this one.
Oh.
The moment Ruby steps inside, the books start whispering to her, each one vying for her attention.
Really? Wow, that's so cool. I mean, what a great way to grab a reader's attention right from the start.
Yeah, totally.
Those whispers make the library come alive. It's almost like the books themselves are characters.
Exactly. They each have their own personalities. There's this bright blue book that's whispering tales of the ocean, a green one promising the most delicious pizza recipe, and even a shiny gold one roaring stories about dragons.
Wow, so it's not just about the words on the pages, but also about how these books interact with Ruby. It's like they're all individuals.
Right, and then a book literally falls right into Ruby's hands, a red velvet book called Barnaby the Book of Adventures.
Oh, so the books are actually like moving and stuff.
Well, you'll have to read the story to find out, but Barnaby whispers promises of a magical secret, a journey that Ruby just can't resist.
I love how these books have such a distinct personalities, you know, it makes them so much more relatable. It's kind of like how kids imagine their toys having feelings and thoughts.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, giving those inanimate objects those lively characteristics, it just really brings the story to life for young readers.
And Ruby's adventure doesn't disappoint. Suddenly, she finds herself standing on a pirate ship, sailing through a sea of words. And get this, the parrots on board, they're wearing eye patches and they can talk.
Oh, that is hilarious. See, that's what I love about children's literature. It's this perfect blend of imagination and humor.
Exactly. And it's not all just fun and games. Ruby's journey takes her through some pretty unique places. There's the grammar seas where verbs and nouns swim around like fish.
Huh, that's clever.
And then there's the punctuation jungle, a wild tangle of commas, question marks, and exclamation points.
Wow. What a creative way to introduce kids to those sometimes tricky concepts of grammar and punctuation.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. It takes what could be like a boring lesson and transforms it into this exciting adventure.
Exactly. And by making it fun, the author is actually helping young readers learn and remember these important building blocks of language.
Like sneaking in a little education amidst all the fun.
Yeah, totally. So Ruby goes on this whirlwind adventure through the book. And at the end, guess what she finds? A treasure chest.
Oh, neat.
But instead of gold or jewels inside, there's something even more special, a beautiful quill pen.
Oh, wow.
And a message that says the greatest treasure is the power to write your own stories.
Oh, I love that message. It reminds us that we all have stories within us just waiting to be told.
Right.
Yeah. And reading can spark our imaginations and inspire us, but ultimately we have the power to create our own worlds and characters.
And to share those stories with others, which is such a magical gift in itself.
Absolutely. And, you know, thinking back to those magical libraries that we talked about at the beginning, well, each of us has a kind of whispering library within us, our own collection of experiences, thoughts, and dreams.
That's such a beautiful way to put it. So before we wrap up this deep dive into Ruby and the Whispering Library, we have a question for you, our listeners.
Okay.
If you could step into any book, which one would it be and why?
Take some time to think about that. Maybe even write down your own story about what would happen.
We'd love to hear your ideas. Thanks for joining us on this journey through the power of stories. See you next time.
Bye.